Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. You are joined by Beck and a special guest, Jesse,
as we
continue to chat our Here Comes the Sun message series. Today we're talking about the shepherds, so let's get to it. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Beck.
Welcome
How are
to
you?
The pod. I'm good. How are
Thank
you?
Thank you. Good to be on the pod here.
Yeah, nice to have you.
It's a real pleasure, but it's actually also a big dream of mine to be on a pod, and I am now on a pod. So
I'm so glad we can introduce Jesse.
Anyway, it's dreamland over here for me. Yeah, here we are.
That's so good. Can you just introduce yourself to our audience? Give a little bit of a day in the life of Jesse.
Everyone, hello. My name is Jesse, and I am married to my better half, Eloise Ditchfield. Eloise, she's wonderful. We've got a daughter. Her name is Avery.
She's
very cute. She's nine months old. Mm-hmm. So we've just been exploring what it is to be parents. And we have both just stepped into being the location pastors of the Lower North Shore.
Yep. Doing a great job.
Which is awesome there for a grand total of 2 months, 3 months. So thank
early
you.
Early days.
We are the ex-youth pastors and Michelle LaRue is running hard and doing an amazing job with youth. But also, you might not know, but I am also a builder.
Wow.
I went to uni, did a Bachelor of Construction, Project Management.
Nice.
And then worked as a carpenter while at uni, getting all the site experience.
Wow.
In my family's building company and am now a project manager running two jobs building residential homes in Sydney. So it's a busy life, full life with it all.
I don't know how you do it, honestly.
Neither do I.
You do really. It well.
Yeah, it's a juggle, but it's worth it for building the kingdom and as well the bivocational. And I think that's very easy. I could easily do building full time, but I make every effort to be here and play a role in the church midweek to build his house and make a difference. So I love it.
Well, we love having
and
you.
And now I get to be on a podcast now.
Yeah,
so
now
that's
you get to be in a podcast talking about people.
Yes.
With jobs that keep them busy.
Yeah, guilty.
Yep.
Guilty right here. Yes.
It's not guilt.
No, it's not. Sorry.
We all
should
need
say
to work.
That. Yeah, that's we do. Sydney is expensive.
Yeah, we need to work.
And
we need
do
to live.
Yeah.
Well, yes, as I mentioned, we're talking about the shepherds today.
Yes.
So we talked about Mary last episode, talking about the shepherds today.
Yeah.
And they were just out in the field in the night, in the nativity story.
Yes.
And God showed up to them in the form of an angel, like an angel appeared to them.
Yes.
And was like, hey, stop what you're doing and come over here.
Yeah.
And like, huh?
Literally.
So could you give us a little bit of a picture of kind of who the shepherds were, what their occupation meant for them and what God showing up to them?
This is great.
Means.
Well, this is the savior of the world. Jesus Christ being born as in a manger as a baby.
Yeah.
And you would think that Jesus was going to reveal himself first to kings, celebrities, politicians, you know, all the religious elite people.
Yeah, notable people that would like get the word out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people who were, if Jesus was really you know, intentional about his PR, he would have gone to maybe some different people, but he was, I think, trying to communicate a far different message.
Yeah.
The shepherds were the lowly, overlooked, like working class sort of people.
The tradies.
The tradies, the cleaners, the hospitality workers, you know, the 6 day a week workers, people who didn't get noticed for a lot of their work too.
Yeah.
And were in the field, you know, we can read the Bible and it's got these shepherds in it and you can feel a little bit separate from, you know, a shepherd in this day and age. But to know that exactly what they were doing is half of Sydney, you know, working hard, just trying to make their ends meet for their family in their home, for themselves. And Jesus showed up to them or through an angel and to show Jesus and being born, come and visit, come and see. So the first ones were these lowly shepherds.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. So
yeah.
Even for like Jesus as a baby coming into the world and these shepherds, they immediately dropped everything to come and see Jesus as well.
Yeah.
So
it's a big move.
It's a big move. But the point I take from it is that they weren't cynical as well.
True, yeah.
They actually had a lot of time, a lot of space for tending the sheep. I mean, what else is there to do?
So, yeah, totally. Just standing out in a field at night, like sometimes together having conversations, but probably separate.
Yeah, they would have been they would have been very separate. They would have had fires out there in the cold, rugged up in, you know, sheep's wool and jackets. Yeah. There would have been acres and acres of fields between some of the shepherds, but then getting together as well for meals and tending the sheep. They were killing animals that tried to kill the sheep.
Yeah, true.
So
protecting them.
They're protecting the sheep. They'd be going and finding the stray sheep, bringing them back. They'd be, you know, there'd be sick sheep. They'd be, you know, just everything a shepherd farmer sort of does, these guys did. And was a busy job, but there was also extended time, as we said, between what they were doing. But the key point is that they were very willing to believe that the Messiah had come.
Yeah.
To see it from an angel and all these like spiritual creatures coming out singing.
Crazy.
They sang a song to the shepherds.
Oh.
And point. Yeah,
That's so sweet.
They're singing songs. They've got this, you know, choir in the fields with them in the dark night, right? Mm. And they're like this bright angel coming in. And then they willingly believed and followed straight away. So they got others to care for the sheep, went to the manger.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I kind of take that as like, you know, in our own hearts to just be open to what's possible with God and how marvelous our world is and how incredibly detailed we are designed and created.
Totally. Yeah.
That I think a lot of junk and a lot of cynicism, a lot of unbelief can get into our heart. Which makes us very cynical. And these shepherds were so willing, like, let's go, you know, let's run. And very quick to pivot from their job too.
Yeah, which is also interesting because, like, being that their job kept them so busy and throughout the week, like you said, like some jobs 6 days a week and stuff.
Yes.
Like, that would prevent them from participating in religious activities, going to church, that sort of thing. So the fact that they were so quick to switch that up and actually follow it. Like, I feel like sometimes, well, if the religious leaders back in the day were kind of looking at them being like, that's preventing them.
Yeah.
And then they're stopping reaching out to them because they're just like, their job keeps them away from church. That's not good. Blah,
seriously,
blah, blah, blah.
Seriously.
But then as soon as something showed up for them, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll follow that.
Exactly. Yeah. They the willingness of them. And even, you know, this isn't so much in the Bible, but people can spectate and almost imagine a lot of commentaries and a lot of people say that these shepherds were tending the sheep that those religious leaders used for their sacrifices.
True.
So they tended the sheep that they would use in the synagogues to do their sacrifices and in the temples, yet they're the ones that rejected the shepherds to even get in contact with God because they're spiritually unclean and all the rituals and laws that they had to follow disregarded them and disempowered them from having any engagement in those activities. But the Lord made a way through Jesus. Yeah. And for us to be willing to be interruptible, I think.
Yeah. That's it's definitely been the big theme of these episodes so far. Just been like being open to being interruptible and allowing your own plans, your own life, your own thoughts of what might happen be shaken up.
Yes.
For something better.
Yes.
Or different to what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Have you had any experiences in your life where you've just been going about your everyday life and God's just
Well,
interrupted?
massively in youth leadership. Mm-hmm. I was the captain of my Division One football team that we'd been together for over 10 years.
Whoa.
And we were, yeah, flex right there, everyone. I'm a professional soccer player. Oh, yeah. Watch out. David Beckham right here.
Okay, so builder, youth pastor, location pastor.
And wannabe football player. Football player. Wannabe. And trying to be. Never made it.
Wannabe podcaster.
Yeah, that too. I've got all these dreams that might not happen, but one did come true today on the podcast. And I had a huge, wanted to push hard, go further with this team. And I got really convicted. Because I was going to youth on a Friday night at our church, was part of the worship team, the band that we played in, and I couldn't commit to both because the games and the trainings were on the youth nights, Friday night, right. During the week, and suddenly I just felt such a conviction from the Lord of like, am I going to choose my own desires or was I going to choose something that in the moment didn't seem beneficial for me, but
and it's not that football's bad.
No, oh, totally. It's not good things.
Sport was bad.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's just where am I positioning God around that and above that? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have met Eloise. I wouldn't have our baby Avery. Mm. The blessing that I know God has been through us to other people and teenagers.
Yeah.
We count as such a joy because of that sacrifice of, really just putting, I moved teams, changed, left that team, had a massive goodbye, went into the youth leadership. And then I actually ended up playing in a different team with all those players at a higher level anyway. That was all different years later.
Yeah.
And it almost was this full circle moment of what you lay down, almost God will replace or renew in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even to like, I don't know if there's people at home that like get home from a full day's work. Running your own business back is a mighty thing.
Yeah.
Huge. I jump in our swimming pool. In our unit complex, and many times I've been so pent up in stress, anxiety, and the Lord just says, hey, like I'm here. Don't forget to commune and be with me.
Yeah.
And I almost spend like an hour in the pool just like praying and just separating, getting out of my work head a bit.
Yeah.
And letting that happen is what I try to.
Yeah. I think that's a good point of just how busy our lives can be with like full lives, as Mitch said last episode.
Yeah.
Like, my life's full, it's not busy.
That's a good thing. I hate
it. There's just like, there's constantly things going on, constantly things that just need our attention. Mm. Like that's just life.
Yes.
But then on top of that, there's always some sort of entertainment we could turn to.
Yes.
There's goals we're like trying to reach. Like,
yes.
There's just always something to focus on.
Yes.
And I think it's just so important to have those moments with yourself.
Yeah.
If you are a believer, those moments with God as well to just like check in.
Yes.
And like reset so that you don't just keep going and keep going.
Yes.
I think that's a great picture of just like being in the pool. Like for me, it's the ocean. I'm just like,
yeah, great.
Oh, I could just float here forever.
I don't want to go back to normal life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you just, you need those moments to just like take stock of your life
and
see where you're giving too much, where you could be pulling back and just like looking at what your priorities are.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we can look at the world's standards of what success looks like or how you should be spending your life.
How much money you should be making.
Yeah.
How hard you should be working.
Yeah.
And people are insecure or get guilty that not working hard enough against other people.
Yeah.
And that they're lesser than everybody else because of that.
Yeah. I know. And that in and of itself just adds so much more pressure and something else to think about. And it's
Yes.
And especially around Christmas as well, with it being so busy, so full of social things, and just to look at what is my priority, what am I wanting my life to reflect and look like. Am I making enough time for friends?
Yeah.
Am I making too much time for friends and like neglecting other areas?
And for all those shift workers, tradies, hospitality workers, like, are we slowing down enough for God to interrupt us?
Yeah.
And we need to almost take that first step.
Yeah, totally.
To draw close to God. And his promise is that he will always draw close.
Yeah.
We need to trust his faith and that he is trust in faith that he is willing to always meet with us, even the lowly people that don't get noticed a lot or out in unseen places. Lord looks on those people with great fondness and great care.
Yeah. And I think the picture of the shepherds as well is the fact that they were literally in the middle of their work. It's not just that being a shepherd was their job. They were busy being shepherds, like doing the actual work when God showed up. And so I think, that's such a great encouragement to those that might be listening that you might be at work listening to this right now. You might not be, but when you're in those moments just by yourself to like, just be like, hey, God, are you out there?
Yeah.
And just like see what he does.
And he will reveal himself.
Yeah.
If you speak out in faith, he will reveal himself.
Yeah.
And ask in faith and seek in faith.
Totally.
He rewards those who diligently seek him. So it's not whether you find God.
Yeah.
It's actually just about whether you seek him.
Yeah, totally.
That's from Pastor Phil.
Hey.
The goat.
Well, that is all we have time for in this episode. I know we could just keep yapping forever.
We could.
But we encourage you to seek, to look for God in your everyday life. And that may even look like coming to one of our services. So head to c3syd.church, find one of our locations near you, plan a visit, come check us out. You may even see Jesse at the location that he's a leader of.
Come meet us.
Yeah. We'll see you at one of our services. See you next time.
See ya.
Bye.